Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Dave Yetton's been making music since the 80s, first as the voice of Christchurch's JPS experience, then with his own band Stereo Bus, who gave the world the phrase Sissy Pop, and then again in 2005 with the solo album Blow Out Your Candles. People fell in love with and to his music, and then it all went quiet. But he's back with a reconstituted Stereo Bus and a new single, www.leather.boots. That's not the dress, it's the name of the song. Welcome, Dave.
Oh, welcome, yeah.
Where you been?
I haven't really been away. I've been here and doing songwriting, basically. It's a funny thing, I think, with music, because one aspect of it, one facet of it, is very sort of out there in the public eye and quite extrovert. But the other facet of it is very much introverted, and it's about being alone and disappearing up your own bum, basically.
So you didn't go off music, making music. You went off being in the band for a while.
Yeah, I've never gone off making music, ever. It's always been there for me. But the machinations of being in a sort of a functioning band, that side of it has kind of waxed and waned for me. You know, there's a lot of enjoyment to be had, but there's also a lot of just hassle. I don't know. I mean, on the one hand, you know, music is a very intuitive and sort of artistic thing, and yet you find yourself sitting at a sound check in a shitty pub in Hamilton, listening to the bass drum going boof, 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 boof.
On a tour that's losing
money. For 15
money.
Minutes. Or the tour that's losing money, or sitting in a white van in Taupo waiting for, you know, a pie.
I don't know, all of which could sort of sound very romantic and rock and roll to the uninitiated, but I take it you're assuring us it's not.
Not when you've done it for as long as I've done it. I have done the white van tour many, many times.
So you've spent the last 10 years, I mean, guess just living off royalties, and slowly that's just dried up and you've got to get out there again, is that it?
Well, no, the royalties keep coming in. I mean, I don't have to work again, obviously. After that first JPS EP, I was assured of a living from, you know,
Flex is basically your Santa Claus is coming to town.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I've got no other concerns. No, it's all about the art. No,
and yeah, quite seriously, people still have that great affection for your music, and we're still, you know, to judge by the comments on your YouTube videos, we're still discovering it, even while you were sort of off the scene for a while.
I'd rather they discovered it when it came out. That would have maybe been better.
But, well, maybe some of these people, graceless response.
Maybe some of these people weren't born. I mean, maybe you've got a new range of fans.
Yeah.
I do hear, you know, I listen to BFM, and I hear, you know, as I hear JPSE occasionally coming across, and I think, what does the 18-year-old now make of that?
I know, I think the same thing. I really do. I wonder, and it's weird because, you know, when I grew up, but there was this almost ground zero aspect to punk, which is when I grew up. But now, I think these young kids are kind of, I mean, they're listening to the stuff that their parents did, essentially, in the 80s or whatever, and going, hey man, that's cool, let's kind of do a slightly updated version of that. I find it fascinating. I wonder
if that was maybe just for one generation, though, because when I was growing up, I was listening to Led Zepp and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the music of my parents. Maybe, do you think maybe it was just that punk generation that did that?
Maybe. My parents were older too. So, you know, for me it was very much like it was either Julie Andrews or the Sex Pistols.
Right.
And
No contest.
Well, yeah. I have to say that fans of the sissy pop genre might be a little bit shocked by your new single, because it doesn't quite sound like a lot of your old stuff, actually.
No. No, it's a bit...
It's sort of pervy.
It's a bit pervy. It's a bit rude. Yeah. Yeah. No, one of the things that I didn't want to endlessly repeat the same thing. And also, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I've kind of fallen in love with rhythm. I mean, not that I'm about to, you know, go all kind of black on your ass, but, you know, it's kind of it's like a South Island kind of white guy's version of getting groovy.
Selling out a dub then?
No. God, shoot me if that happens.
And you've been working with Sean James Donnelly, SJD, on some songs. Was this one of the ones that you worked with him on?
Yeah, I mean, the song, actually, this particular one was virtually completely written by the time I took it to Sean. It's the most formed of all the things that I've done recently. I bought an old sort of 70s organ from a sort of an elderly couple up in Whangarei, and put it in the back of my station wagon, brought it back into Auckland, and... and started mucking around, and that song really was a product of that. The other stuff I've got with Sean is sort of, you know, I guess a little less formed, and we're making it up as we go along.
And you also have a band as well.
Yeah.
There is a band.
Now, does the band bear any resemblance to the original band? I mean, was this a Blues Brothers moment where you called up all your old friends and said, hey, guys, we're getting the band back together?
There was a degree of that. But as it turns out, it was it's now really only it's myself and Francis Hunt, who used to be in the Stereo Bus. He used to be known as David Hunt.
So just he was the only one that returned.
And the rest of the guys now. I mean, we've sort of gone from what we used to be, which was a 5-piece, up now to a 6-piece. So basically, I've got the sort of the night choir band.
Right.
The Mike Hall, Mike Franklin Brown, Matthias Jordan, and Nick Buckton, all from night choir, but also from other bands. Pluto. Sidekick Nick, Voom. Nick plays in Voom as well. So
it sounds like a bunch of Greyland dads really just kicking it on the weekends.
Yeah, I guess so. I hadn't looked at it like that, but yeah.
Seems to be very talented musicians, though. I mean, and so has that given you...
Talented dads.
Very talented dads. Has that given you a, you know, given the writing process, the performing process, a new lease of life?
We haven't gone there yet in terms of writing together, but I'm looking forward to doing that, definitely. I think those guys are going to be amazing to write with.
And I suppose then you have to have the tussle, whether it's a night choir featuring Dave Yetton or a Stereo Bus featuring night choir. And
I've thought about the possibility of just coalescing the whole thing and seeing what happens.
The joys of being your music lawyer, I'm sure.
Well, should we have a listen to that new Perv Rock single? www.leather.boots. Thank you very much, Dave Yetton.
Thank you.
That's Stereo Bus's Dave Yetton and his new single, www.leather.boots. Coming up after the break, how the same evil cabal of scientists have clouded the evidence over smoking and now global warming, and new music from Princess Chelsea.